Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Christopher Mulan, founder and editor of The Technical Traders, which I will post a link below this interview to his website. Very much worth your time to go check out what Chris is writing, both for his subscribers and some of his free content. Chris, let's start off with the U.S. dollar. The USD on the dollar index is grinding, or well, I guess moving higher, not necessarily grinding higher, closing in on that 98 level. Now, there are a number of drivers that could push the dollar higher or lower just in the next week and a half, but first things first, just looking at the chart, moving up to that 98 level, what's the importance of this 98 level, and where do you think it could go?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show, Corey. Looking at the dollar, I mean, you look at the daily chart from, you know, the late half of June till where we are now, the dollar's had a beautiful rally up. It's been consolidating for the last couple of weeks with a nice bull flag. And today it's breaking out to some new highs, and it's gunning for that $98. 98 is it's a whole number. It's a previous high that we saw hit twice in May. We saw it hit again in April. It's just a really significant pivot area for the dollar to at least hit the first level of resistance and likely trade sideways or pull back a bit once that level is reached. But overall, it's the dollar's still in a very strong uptrend. You look at it over the last more or less year, it's a series of higher highs, a series of higher lows, and we just had a nice significant pivot low in June. And we could be rallying up to 99, potentially even get up to that 100 mark. It's a ways away, but I think, you know, I've been talking about it for about a year. I think that's where it's going to want to go, is to that $1 mark eventually. And it's just a safe haven currency at this point.
Yeah, it really is. But let's also look at that weekly chart too, because as you said, it has been putting in higher highs, higher lows, and the most recent high was 98.26. Why is that not maybe a more important level than simply that 98 level? Understanding that, yes, round numbers do have that psychological factor, but we really do need to see another higher high to keep that trend going.
We do. I mean, I say 98, but I mean, nothing in the stock market is usually dead on to the penny, give or take, you know, 20 cents either way. The market's going to wiggle. Yeah, it needs to break that to get it back into a higher high, and maybe hits 98 and pulls back a little bit. But I mean, I think it's going to push through there and break that previous high at 98.07 or whatever that high was. So yeah, it's just a short term pivot area. And I think that 100 mark will be tagged sooner than we think. And I think it's gonna keep a little bit of wraps on the metals and kind of hold them steady. You know, we've had a very strong move in the metals market. They're holding up really well. They're even moving up with the dollar, which is awesome, because eventually when the dollar does straight trade sideways or pull back, we're going to see metals really let loose and we're going to see them take off. And I think right now they're kind of capped a little bit with this strong dollar move, and they're a little overdone to the upside, but I think metals are on the verge of continuing to really take off.
Well, and that's one interesting nuance there, is how the metals, precious metals, are holding up so nicely. But just one or two more little drivers for the U.S. dollar here. We have the ECB meeting that comes this week, and we have the Fed meeting that comes next week. There any nuances within these that you think could be major drivers here that you're going to be watching?
You know, I kind of go against most of other traders. I don't really follow the news. I don't get into that stuff too much because I mean, you can't predict the news. And by the time it hits, I mean, unless you've got a high frequency trading system, the move happens in a blink of an eye in most cases. So yes, ECB, Fed is going to cause some waves and some moves on the charts. At this point, I always find the underlying trend is typically in favor of the news. So we still got higher lows, higher highs in the dollar. If the even news goes against what the market wants to hear, it's usually a 1 or 2 day move against the market trend. So we could see it pull back, but then it seems to recover right after. So I'm bullish on the dollar. I think we're going to continue to see the dollar move higher. And I think, You know, that's what I think. But there's going to be some huge intraday volatility or for a couple of days when that news comes out, because it always does really move the dollar.
Yeah, very true. That news usually does only last for a short period of time, and then longer term trends do prevail. Let's talk about the precious metals, though. Yes, they're holding up very nicely in the face of this higher dollar. Silver has started to outperform gold. However, gold has been holding in a nice sideways pattern after breaking out for about 5 weeks now. And just last week, it even made an intraday higher high in the recent little trading range that it was in. What's the importance of how silver has been outperforming gold and how gold has been holding strong?
Yeah, it's we saw gold outperform for quite a while, and now it's up at a pretty critical resistance area, this 1425 area. It's been really struggling with holding above. It held above it 3 days, and it's back below it again today. But gold had the early performance from, you know, May to where we are now. It did really well, while silver actually traded sideways and lower. And usually the money's always seeking where it can have the best returns. So gold made the first move, and now we're seeing gold stall out, and money's now going, okay, so where's the next fresh move in the market? And that was silver was underperforming but ready to pop. And money seems to be rotating out of gold. It's moved into silver, and we've seen silver take off, which has really sparked silver miners to rally as well. So it's just a shuffle of money. And we've talked about this before, where gold miners typically lead, and then we usually see kind of gold do well, and silver kind of lags. And then after that, eventually money starts looking around. So right now, money is looking where to go. Gold had the nice first move in the last 2 months. Now silver and miners have had the big move. And now the question is, where's that money going to shuffle into now to expect the next kind of pop? And to me, gold has been consolidating while the rest of the metals market has been taking off. So I have a feeling money is going to shuffle out of the overbought miners and silver for a little bit, fall back into gold, and we're going to see gold kind of carry. So it's kind of like the money shuffling between the one that looks ready to move, and then once it's made that move, it shuffles out of there and goes to the other precious metal asset class that is, you know, has built a new foundation and ready to pop. So when we saw silver in miners pop and take off last week, gold didn't break out. And, you know, to me, the gold is the next one kind of ready to kind of pop and play catch up now with the silver and the miners.
Okay, so very much a rotation of some of this new money that came into the sector. And even though these markets are in overbought territory, which we hadn't seen in over, I think, 8 to 10 years, that's an encouraging sign, isn't it? It's not one that makes you rush for the exit. It's just one that makes you look for what's correlated and hasn't gone on the same sort of run. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, we're technically, you know, we're in like a bull market now for precious metals. When you look way back on the daily chart, like way back into 2016, I mean, there was some major market highs in gold mid-year of 2016 and in 2018. And the market feels very similar to that. Like we're going to have some type of pause or pullback, but I like metals. I've been accumulating physical metals. My long-term portfolio, I'm heavy in all precious metal kind of asset classes, because I think, you know, this is the beginning of something huge. And I think there's going to be some type of financial reset, you know, currency issues. I mean, this is kind of like the safe haven play, and things to me are a lot weaker than they were in 2008. And we're in a much worse situation than we were in 2008. So I really like this sector. And like you said, it's overbought. Yes, it's overbought and at resistance. But when you're in a bull market, things can stay overbought for months and even years sometimes. So the way you got to look at it is, when something's overbought in a bull market, consider it like it's muscle. It's flexing its muscle, and more or less, it could stay overbought and just continue to run like it's on a power streak. So you got to be really cautious. I know so many people are trying to short gold. It blows my mind how many people are shorting gold here. And yes, it might pull back a little bit, but I mean, it's a brand new bull market. I don't know why people are trying to short gold. I get 15 or 20 emails a day of people trying to, where can I short gold, or where should I put my my target for the short on gold? I'm like, why are you short gold? It's a bull market. Like, wait for the pullback and get long. I mean, it's exciting what's going on here, but I think we just got to see how things are going to shake out over the next few weeks. I think we could see things take a bit of a breather, but you know, the bias is to the upside.
Yeah, still very encouraging for the moves that we've seen. And it is crazy to hear a lot of people still trying to short that precious metals market when it does seem very early innings of this bull market. Let's wrap it up with a quick comment on the oil sector. Oil has been a bit of a choppy market this year, running up for the first about 4 to 5 months and then going through a pretty quick sell-off and now recovering about 2/3 of that, and then kind of going through a little bit of a sell-off last week too. What do you see occurring, or where do you see oil moving?
Yeah, oil, you know, it was in an uptrend only a few days ago and it had a nice pullback, but then we had obviously news hit the market, created a huge flood of selling, and it really shifted the momentum to the downside. And then it broke down below the early July lows on heavy volume. And now it's oversold. It's having a little bounce the last 3 days. It's up about 1% today, but it's stuck under resistance. It's stuck under several key moving averages. The bias and the trend now to me is to the downside. And I think we're forming a little bear flag, a 3-day bear flag on the chart. And based on Fibonacci extension from the high we saw about 7 days ago to the low 4 days ago, the downside target is about $50.50 per barrel, which is happens to be the June low. So the Fibonacci targets, the bear flag, everything is pointing to a continued downward move here down to the early June lows at $50.50 a barrel. And it could get uglier than that. I posted an article talking about if it breaks those lows, then we are going all the way down to $40 per barrel. So it's going to be really interesting to play this downside. Hopefully we see a rollover here and start to sell off.
Okay, well, some levels to watch there, but overall still very encouraging for the precious metals, but also something to watch is that dollar and how it could continue to hold the metals back just a little bit. But remember, if it does start rolling over, that can be a very nice driver for the overall metals, precious metals sector. Chris, great chatting with you. Again, everyone, go visit Chris's website, The Technical Traders. That link is below. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Take care.